Miss Beatrice Wadden breezed into the room like the figurehead of a ship, her noble brow and wide blue-grey eyes conveying a tremendous air of forward motion. I jumped up from my desk to greet her. The young woman was the first proper client to have made an appointment at the detective agency since Christmas, and I was keen to see what new adventure her arrival might bring. "Good morning. I'm Marjorie Swallow, Mrs. Jameson's secretary. Please, take a seat. I'll let Mrs. Jameson know you're here." Miss Wadden shook my hand with a firm grip. "I appreciate you fitting me in at short notice, Miss Swallow. The matter is rather urgent." She wore a smart walking suit of tobacco brown French serge, with jet beading at the collar and cuffs, and a rather chic black velvet hat. I felt rumpled by comparison, and pulled down my jacket sleeve to cover an ink splodge on the cuff of my blouse. I showed her to the comfortable leather armchairs we kept for client consultations. I switched on the standard lamp in an attempt to disperse the gloom. It had been a dismal February, and I was glad of the interruption to my administrative work. We hadn't had a good case for a while, so I had been doing my least favourite Monday morning task, gathering all our receipts and invoices to record our income and expenditure. My desk was strewn with papers, the typewriter pushed aside. Mrs. Jameson was surprisingly firm about regular bookkeeping, although I knew she didn't need the money.
"Taxes,"
she said darkly, if I questioned the need to record every penny stamp we used.
"Lead us not into taxation, Marjorie."
With the new Labour government in power since the start of the year, business taxes were expected to rise, and she wished to be prepared. For the past month and a half, I'd attended to the usual duties of a personal secretary, organising Mrs. Jameson's social diary, keeping the accounts in order, and replying to her voluminous correspondence. Since news of our more colourful cases had spread, I spent much time declining, politely but firmly, to investigate the whereabouts of lost cats or unmask adulterous spouses for the divorce courts. I'd become so impatient for a new case that I would have welcomed the opportunity to chase felines around, although Mrs. Jameson said cats were never lost, but simply decided for themselves when to visit the humans who believed they owned them. Now I ran to fetch Mrs. Jameson from the drawing room, where she was reading the Times with a despondent air.
"There you are, Marjorie. Has Miss Wadden arrived? Thank heavens, I am in severe need of distraction. The newspapers never have anything cheerful to report."
Like me, Mrs. Jameson thrived on a knotty investigation and got fretful between cases. Unlike me, she looked as regal as Queen Mary as she entered the office, in a day dress of bottle green cashmere with a matching turban.
"Good morning, Miss Wadden. Marjorie, please ring for coffee. Now, how may we be of assistance?"
"You were recommended by my former tutor at Girton College, Professor Power," Miss Wadden said. "Please, tell me what you think of this." It was a newspaper cutting, the ink slightly smudged on the soft paper. The headline read, "An Unfortunate Accident." Fleet Street was today plunged into mourning by the death of the popular newspaper proprietor, Lord Ravensbourne, at the age of 51, I read. The first Baron Ravensbourne is said to have suffered an unfortunate accident. His death, we understand, was instantaneous. He is survived by his second wife, Lady Ravensbourne, formerly Miss Annabel Quick, and his four children. I frowned. It doesn't say what the accident was. I raised my eyes to our visitor, puzzled. I didn't know Lord Ravensbourne was dead.
"He's not," said Miss Wadden crisply.
"He's my father, and that notice is dated 1 week from today." I checked. Monday, the 25th of February, 1924. As Miss Wadden said, a week away. A prickle ran up my neck. A death notice, 1 week early, of a man who was still very much alive. "I want to know who sent it, and ensure no harm comes to him on that day. Is that within your capabilities?" Mrs. Jameson gave her a feline smile.
"Oh, I should think so. We are very resourceful, Miss Wadden. Tell me where and when you came by this notice, and let us gather the necessary information."